Cheers, guys.
Here's the second year.
Shouldn't we see if Mo wants one? Actually, where is he?
Haven't seen him since I got in.
He's upstairs in his room. Guys, something really weird happened today.
What do you mean?
I told Mo about Adam's party and he totally freaked out, couldn't breathe. He had to run outside.
Oh my God, is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He said he suffers from panic attacks though.
What's that?
Basically where someone gets really anxious or scared or something. They get a huge adrenaline rush. Apparently it's really difficult to breathe. They get heart palpitations, stuff like that.
Sounds pretty savage.
Poor Mo, why didn't he say anything?
I think he was embarrassed, to be honest. He said he finds social situations really stressful.
Moving over here can't have been easy for him then.
So what, he just doesn't like people? Is that it?
No, he just gets a bit more anxious around people than we might. Brings on these panic attack things.
Sounds like he needs to man up, if you ask me.
Oh, leave him alone, Jack. Have a heart. Do you think we should see if he's okay?
Think we should just leave him to it, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't want to bother him too much. He might have another one.
Don't be cruel. Poor kid's been through a lot.
Okay, fine. So, do we have to take him to hospital or something if it happens again?
I don't think so. He said that the main thing is to calm him down and get him away from whatever's causing him anxiety. Not touch him. Just let him know that we're here if he needs us.
That makes sense. I really think I should go up and see if he wants to talk about it.
Give him a beer. That'll calm him down.
He doesn't drink, mate.
What? Well, the kid doesn't stand a chance. He'd be eaten alive by my rugby boys.
Jack, give him a break.
To be fair, I don't think he can control this at all.
Well, we're just going to have to help him through it, aren't we? I'm going to go upstairs to make sure he's okay. Mo? Mo, are you all right? Well, I'm here if you need to talk.